From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines for Thursday, February 19th.
Coming up, city leaders in Chico want to get people back downtown. More on how they're trying to help.
And hospitalizations are up as flu levels continue to surge locally. In Butte County, there have been 4 deaths.
Also, we'll have the latest on the rescue effort after this week's deadly avalanche near Donner Summit.
But first, a look at last night's Chico Unified School Board meeting, where members discussed a contract that would put hundreds of AI-powered surveillance cameras that use facial recognition on campuses.
Yes, Chico schools bought nearly $2 million worth of surveillance cameras that can use artificial intelligence. Now they're going to not use the camera's AI features, like facial recognition. That's after dozens of people spoke out against the cameras at a packed school board meeting last night. That includes parent Elisa Kissling.
The teachers are amazing. They teach things like 1984. They tell our kids about Big Brother.
But she told the board the AI surveillance system feels too much like the dystopian novel.
Practice what you preach and protect our kids.
In response, the board said it made a mistake by approving the contract without first hearing from the community. The board also voted to form a committee to figure out how the cameras will be used before they're set up. It also voted to draft a policy to possibly ban the use of facial recognition and AI in security altogether.
City leaders in Chico are urgently looking to spur recovery of the downtown area following a spate of high-profile business closures.
Our downtown is dying.
That was Councilman Mike O'Brien at this week's council meeting. He says while work is being done on what the city's core can look like in the long term, action is needed now.
I think we're at a crisis point, and we need to look at more immediate action for the short term.
An NSPR tally shows at least 10 downtown businesses have closed in the last year. Starbucks confirmed last week that its downtown location is closing at the end of the month. Longtime downtown fixture Panama Bar and Cafe also recently announced that it's closing up shop this month. O'Brien got unanimous support from the council to talk about possible near-term solutions at a future meeting. It was unclear what action could be taken.
Authorities say at least 8 backcountry skiers are confirmed dead after an avalanche near Castle Peak, north of Interstate 80, near Donner Summit. One skier remains missing. KUNR's Maria Palma has more.
Nevada County Sheriff Shannon Moon says the operation has officially shifted from a rescue to a recovery mission.
This incident remains ongoing. Our focus remains on recovering, but the snow and the unsure conditions are creating an issue to making sure that we can safely do that. We did have a conversation with the families of the folks that are still outstanding and let them know that our mission has went from a rescue to a recovery.
The avalanche struck around 11:30 a.m. Tuesday in remote terrain within the Tahoe National Forest. The group was on a guided 3-day ski tour with Blackbird Mountain guides. 15 people were on the trip. 6 survived, 1 guide and 5 clients. 2 were injured, 1 remains hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Roughly 50 responders from multiple agencies deployed in heavy snow, winds, and near-zero visibility. Interstate 80 was closed, and high avalanche danger continues to impede access. The sheriff says families have been notified and asked for privacy. The names are not being released, but authorities confirmed one of the victims is the spouse of a search and rescue member. Recovery efforts are ongoing. Maria Palma, KUNR News.
Flu cases are still on the rise in California, and the North State is seeing particularly high levels of illness. The latest update from the California Department of Public Health says the rural north part of the state has seen very high rates of test positivity. That's the department's highest category of concern. Hospital admission rates are also elevated. In Butte County, a spokesperson for the Public Health Department told NSPR that 4 deaths in the county have been attributed to the flu this season.
Lastly, construction of the new Youth Mental Health Center in Orland is expected to break ground next month. It'll serve the county's kids, teens, and young adults. That's thanks to a $17 million contract the Glenn County Board of Supervisors approved at this week's meeting. The contract is funded by a state grant. Orland.news reports the facility is set to open in July 2027. It'll be called the Orland Youth and Family Wellness Center. The new 10,000-square-foot building will replace another center in town that isn't big enough to keep up with the number of people who need behavioral health services.
Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions.
For more local and state news from North State Public Radio, head to mynspr.org. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken DeVall. Have a great day.